Welcome back to the San Diego Union-Tribune Community Spotlight Show with your host, Drew Schlossberg.
I'm Drew Schlossberg, the Community and Public Relations Director for the San Diego Union-Tribune, and we have with us some folks from the NTC Foundation. We have Alan Zeider, Executive Director, and Stacy Goodman. She's the Director of Development. Thank you, Alan and Stacy, for coming on board.
You're welcome, Drew. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good. We're going to hear some really good things about the NTC Foundation. Alan, we'll start with you. It was founded 10 years ago, and you've been on board for 6.5.
That's right, and I got there just at the right time because the foundation was established by the city of San Diego, and it was with a charge to oversee the renovation, operation, and the development of a new civic arts and cultural district at what was the historic core at the Naval Training Center.
Right off of Rosecrans, correct, for those folks who need a little bit of a geography over here, like myself. And, you know, Liberty Station now is a component, or that's what the whole complex is called now.
Right. The whole project was, the whole base was about 500 acres when it closed in 1997. And the whole project has been renamed Liberty Station. And much like we have downtown and we have the gas lamp in downtown,
right,
the NTC Promenade is a part of Liberty Station, and that's the Civic Arts and Cultural District.
Right. Now, there's a lot of activity at Liberty Station. Anyone who's been down there knows this. You've got the San Diego Foundation and our good friends Bob Kelly and his crew. And, of course, you've got High Tech High is out there somewhere and about 4 million other things.
Well, the High Tech High is significant because it's great to have a lot of students nearby. There's a charter school, elementary school, a parochial school as well. We've got about 1,000 Navy families that live nearby as well, and again, a lot of young kids. The city's just opened up a 46-acre waterfront park along the boat channel, and a lot of good restaurants down there, from Solare Restaurant to Tender Greens to Kanpane. So all locally owned, and it's becoming a very nice neighborhood and a nice addition to being near downtown in San Diego go in the bay.
No, it's absolutely a beautiful. So what is the main mission of the foundation?
Well, our charge is to be the stewards of the city's property and develop a new civic arts and cultural district. And there's many steps to that. These buildings were built in 1923 and in 1941. So we have to raise the money to renovate these buildings. We then find a compelling mix of civic arts, culture, environmental, science, and technology groups and artists and designers to become residents in these buildings, but then operate this as a new destination where the public can come and be engaged by the work of these creative individuals. Really, like creating a second Balboa Park for San Diego. 26 buildings on 28 acres. It really has a campus feel and environment to it.
No, absolutely. And, of course, raising money, that's your gig, right, Stacy?
Yes, it is.
Very, very good. So you have a goal. Is there like a big capital campaign? Do you have to raise $100 million by the end of the weekend or not quite like that to that
level?
It
is a $100 million project. And to date, we've raised $41 million, and we've opened 7 of the 26 historic buildings. And we're hoping to, or we will open 7 more, or we'll start construction on those 7 buildings by the end of this year. So, yeah, every day is a challenge, as most nonprofits are, you know, feeling that right now. But we're doing okay.
No, it sounds like $41 million out of 100. You're certainly plus 40% on where to that goal. And, of course, in this economy, and we'll get to that in a few seconds, is a challenge with all nonprofits, actually for for-profits, too, that sometimes act like nonprofits on this. Talk to Alan Zeider. He is the executive director of the NTC Foundation, and Stacy Goodman, the director of development. When you and Stacy, you or Alan can answer this question. Here. So when you're trying to look for funds to help renovate the 26 buildings or doing some of the other plans over here, are you looking to major corporations, individuals, grants, Martians, anything?
Well, part of the funding comes from the City of San Diego through the Redevelopment Agency. We've also been able to leverage what are called new market and historic tax credits because of the nature of the historic buildings and in the district that we're in. So the difference between what it costs to renovate and what we're getting from those sources is what Stacy and I try and find through contributed income. And we've been very fortunate in a number of legacy naming gifts from Northrop Grumman, Fieldstone Foundation, Parker Foundation, the Gallon and family, manpower, have helped take, you know, some of the landmark features or buildings or rooms and create this gift for the city through these legacy naming opportunities. And as we move forward with the project, we've got many more legacy naming opportunities to consider. Malin Burnham, for instance, was instrumental in helping to lead a Point Loma legacy campaign. We are in the Point Loma neighborhood. It's one of the oldest and most significant neighborhoods in the city, and a lot of old-time families have stepped forward because this is a place they grew up next to their whole life. lives.
Absolutely. And so, you know, you, certainly you cannot help but, when you mention the word Navy, the first thing that comes to mind is San Diego. How could you not? Or military in general. And folks have done such a great job being stewards down there. And again, anyone who's been down into your neck of the woods down there, the NTC Promenade and part of just Liberty Station at all, just has to be impressed with everything down there. We've been fortunate enough to be involved here at the Union Tribune sponsoring events there, working with San Diego City Schools and one of their career and technical education programs down there, working with our good friend Ken Druck. The Jenna Druck Foundation is right down in the mix over here.
One of our resident groups.
Absolutely. Our good friend Ben Haddad at California Strategies, and it's just such a good vibe on that. So, but let's talk a little about, you know, the challenge. Obviously, getting the word out about the NTC Foundation is half the battle of anything, maybe even 80% of it. But getting the funds in this tough economy, how do you do that?
Well, I think also the challenge is a lot of our resident groups that are at NTC Promenade, more than half of them are nonprofit groups themselves. But what we have found is by being there in a creative, collaborative environment, they're able to do more shared marketing, lower their operating expenses, and I believe that our resident groups have found success by being in that environment. They can, the more of the public can find them more easily. They're not isolated in parts of town where there is cheap rent. We have affordable rent, but we're also in a quality destination that parents like bringing their kids to, and I think these groups have found success by being there. And you know, the partnership we have with the city, with the master developer, the Corky McMillan Company, the partnership with our own resident groups. Every first Friday of the month, we do something called Friday Night Liberty, where we open up our artist studios and our galleries, and there's free performances so the public can come down. And the next one is August 6th. We've got free dance performances and six gallery openings. It's all free. And so I think by creating something for San Diego that San Diegans see is important and see as beneficial to the future of our city, that represents the hallmark of our creativity, it's something people want to embrace and want to support.
All right, we are chatting with Alan Zeider. He is the executive director of the NTC Foundation and his director of development, Stacey Goodman. You know, you said something earlier that you want to almost create sort of a Balboa Park, what would that be, west, east, south, I'm not sure, whatever direction that is from Balboa Park. We'll go with west. How's that sound, even though I stink at geography? Because you want to turn this into a civic arts and a cultural district, you're already well on your way to doing this. So, Stacey, do you work closely with the local arts groups here to try to accomplish that?
Absolutely. You know, their success helps with our success. And so we do what we can to make a win-win for both of us, and we work very closely with them.
Right, and I think one of the challenges, what you want to do, and we find this all the time, we talk about it quite a bit in our community spotlight, you know, shows here on Sign On WS Radio, is, and this sounds old and it's trite, but it's so doggone true, especially in the 21st century, at least the last, you know, as we end the first decade of it, is, you know, 1 + 1 definitely has to, you know, equal 3. And Alan, you made some reference to it now, as the groups that are down there, maybe they're pooling some of their marketing sources, maybe just by osmosis or whatever the case may be. But you really have to look at it that way. And certainly what you don't want to do with these arts groups that you work with or civic groups and say, good, man, we just stole their sponsorship away from them, because there is only X amount of money that can go around. One of the things we try to encourage folks and at the Union Tribune and Sign On San Diego, our website, is how can we help get the word out? How can we get some synergy where the groups that maybe be fighting for that same dollar collaborate to both benefit from and is that someone with the strategies you work with?
Absolutely, and I think it's been very beneficial for us. And because we are really a real estate development project, the more we finish, and we'll be doing 7 buildings, as Stacey mentioned, over the next year, the more revenue we'll take in from our event center, our conference center, the outdoor venues, as well as the rents we take in from the resident groups. So that means we'll be doing less fundraising in the community, and that means more resources can go into the groups that come into NTC. And my career has always been in nonprofit arts here in San Diego. I was the director of the San Diego Performing Arts League for 18 years, and that was an umbrella organization for 150 arts organizations. So I know when not to step on toes of the other constituents that we're here to serve.
Well, it is a sort of a little jigsaw puzzle that you have to do. Stacey, you were going to say something?
I was just going to say, you know, part of our collaboration with resident groups, and we received a really significant donation from the San Diego National Bank, $500,000, to start a program called Liberty School, where we bring at-risk youth over to utilize our resident groups for 1 day a week of their arts curriculum. So what we do is we actually pay our resident groups to provide the services. So that's another way that we work with them and help them be successful.
Right. And again, I think get but a quarter million visitors a year, you're saying, Alan?
Right, between the events and activities and festivals and trade shows and such, and all the people that come and take classes and art classes, music, dance, theater, etc. There's about 250,000 people a year coming in. We've just opened 7 of our 26 buildings. I think we've got a lot more to go and much more for people to look forward to.
Right, and I'm certainly you're working with, you know, these are historic buildings, so it's not like you're going ahead and working on my house that was built in 1993, for God's sake. And so these are, hey, you know what, we have to be a little careful how we work with these, and these are treasures that have been around for a long time, so I'm sure that's a challenge, too.
Well, it would be cheaper to tear them down and start over. However, you understand, there aren't that many places like this in San Diego with, 52 buildings in a historic district. For people who haven't been at NTC, they'll see that it's reminiscent of a Balboa Park or Old Town and the Gas Lamp in terms of the size and scope of being in a historic district. There's a great sense of place, a sense of authenticity that you are at someplace special in San Diego.
Yeah, absolutely. When we come back from the break over here, we'll talk more about the continued building and the renovation and all some of the other things you have on Phase 2 and probably Phase 402. That's down the road, and maybe we'll see some of those as we are chatting with Alan Zeider. He is the executive director of the NTC Foundation, and Stacy Goodman, his director of development, and all the great things that are happening down in that neck of the woods. And again, it's right at Liberty Station, right off of Rosecrans in Point Loma. If you haven't been down there, you need to go down there and take a shot at this. The NTC Promenade is a pretty cool thing. There's a try to build sort of a Balboa Park west, so to speak, and be civic arts and cultural district in the old NTC area over there. And you are listening to Sign On WS Radio. We are San Diego's online radio.
Decade, I've been recommending Kingston for all your drive and memory need, and each year they never fail to impress me. Well, they've done it again with the SSD Now V-Series Drive. If you truly want to enhance your system without breaking the bank, then you have to check this out. The V stands for value. This drive is available as a standalone unit or with their desktop or notebook bundle kit. The bundle kit even includes Acronis True Image cloning software. SSDs use less power and have no moving parts. When using a notebook, less power means the difference between finishing a movie on an airplane before the battery dies. With no moving parts, an SSD is more durable to drops and shock. It will improve performance as boot and shutdown times are reduced and programs open and close faster. In general, the system is snappier. It's like breathing life into an old system. When I choose memory or drives for my own computer, I always choose Kingston. Kingston has it all: quality, performance, and price. Go to Kingston.com for more information. Install them in your computer. I promise you're going to love them.
If you or someone you know is unemployed, WS Radio wants to help. Hi, I'm Cece Gonzalez, host of Headhunter Radio. Our show is dedicated to all things human resources, getting a job, keeping a job, career development, and best practices. And now WS Radio is also doing their part to assist you in your job search. Log on to www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com, where they've provided some great links and free tools. That's www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com.
Improve your business today. Learn to do professional email marketing the right way with Captain Email. This is Chris Merch, president of WS Radio. For years, I've helped our WS Radio hosts, advertisers, and sponsors with their email marketing strategies. As a former Marine captain and an email marketing expert, I've created a new free club at CaptainEmail.com. Permission-based email marketing to your current customers with proven strategies to reach new prospects has positively impacted many of the businesses I've worked with. CaptainEmail.com includes resources to start and grow your email list, the top 10 email marketing tips, plus a free 60-day trial with no credit card required. From brick-and-mortar businesses to communicating with your little league team, do email marketing the right way, professionally. How many times have you checked your email today? Log on to CaptainEmail.com, and thanks for listening to WS Radio.
If you or someone you know is unemployed, WS Radio wants to help. Hi, I'm Cece Gonzalez, host of Headhunter Radio. Our show is dedicated to all things human resources, getting a job, keeping a job, career development, and best practices. And now WS Radio is also doing their part to assist you in your job search. Log on to www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com, where they've provided some great links and free tools. That's www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com.